The Ghosts of Joan Crawford and Orson Welles. Joan Crawford, March 23, 1905, May 10, 1977. Many of you out there may be too young to know who Joan Crawford was. She was one of the biggest movie stars in Hollywood and appeared in 81 movies. She had also become the director of the Pepsi Cola Company. She supposedly died by taking her own life, or did she? No autopsy was performed. Before we look at the strange events in Joan's life, let's look a little at her upbringing. She was born as Lucille Feylasua in San Antonio, Texas in 1904. She lived in a house on the wrong side of the tracks and was raised by her mother since her father had left early on. It is said she always gave a different address when asked where she was born, one that was on the right side of the tracks. The family faced financial hardships. She had several stepfathers and rumors state her mother favored her brother over her. She was sent to convent school and later to Rockingham Academy. She finally entered college but had to drop out due to financial reasons. She became a dancer and moved to New York City, where a Hollywood agent saw her. She went to Hollywood and began to appear in motion pictures. Her parts became bigger and bigger and she became a star. She married Douglas Fairbanks Jr. in 1929. She married Frank Ottone in 1935. She wasn't able to have children, but she adopted a baby girl in 1939 named Christina. Later in 1943 she adopted a boy named Christopher, and in 1947 two girls named Cindy and Kathy. In 1940 Joan became a spokeswoman for RC Cola. In 1942 she married Philip Terry and had a very short marriage. In 1955 she married Alfred Steele, board chairman of Pepsi Cola. 4 years later he died. In 1970 her last film was released. In her remaining years she became more reclusive. When her will was read after her death, it was learned that Christopher and Christina were to be disinherited. Was she a troubled person? I gave you these facts to prepare you so you can form an opinion on what we are about to talk about next. Some people have said that they believe Joan Crawford might have been possessed by evil spirits. What could they possibly base this opinion on? Well, it seems the ghostly presence of children were often seen and heard in the Crawford home. It is also said that Christina Crawford had also seen and heard these children in her childhood. It got so bad that Joan arranged for an exorcist to cleanse the home. The house was exorcised, but to no avail. Some report Christina was told by her dying mother not to ask for God's help for her. This ghostly presence did not end with the Crawfords. The house has been exorcised several times by several owners, but still the ghosts remain. But ghosts were only part of the problem. The other part was the mysterious fires that continually break out in the house. The fires break out in the wall behind where Joan Crawford's bed was. The fire department spent days investigating them but could not account for why they happened. People say an evil presence permeates the home, and in fact one owner ran out screaming. So, draw your own conclusions, but you have to admit this is all very strange. The Ghost of Orson Welles, May 6, 1915, October 10, 1975. For some reason a lot of people have been interested in Orson Welles the star. He was a fascinating individual. He was responsible for the radio broadcast of the War of the Worlds, which scared many people when they heard it, believing it was true. He did have a way about him which was unusual, and perhaps that is the reason for the fascination. Several years ago, a team of paranormal investigators went to his former residence because they believed the home might be haunted. It turned out the owner of the home had complained about hearing a lot of strange noises. He said these noises always happened at night. The owner was hearing footsteps and claimed when he went to the basement, he had seen a shadowy figure. The homeowner admitted he didn't know for sure why these things are happening, but had a feeling it could be the spirit of Orson Welles. The homeowner said he went a step further, and when he was in a room which had a pool table in it, he called out to the spirit and asked the question. He claimed he said, "Orson Welles, are you here?" He said when he did this there was an unexpected reaction and I think it must have sent chills down his spine. He said a pool cue flew off of the wall. The homeowner had a picture of Orson Welles in his living room. Whether or not this had anything to do with paranormal activity is not known. One thing Orson Welles was known for was his appetite. It was claimed when he sat down to eat, he could push off two steaks, two loaded potatoes, a whole pineapple, three servings of pistachio ice cream, and then drink an entire bottle of scotch. If this is true, it reminds me of the story of James Gandolfini, who also had a large appetite which might have killed him, by also causing him to have a heart attack just like Welles. There is a bakery where the employees have reported seeing a large man dressed in black sitting in a corner at a table and smoking a cigar while drinking brandy. The bakery used to be a French restaurant which Welles frequented. Obviously, the man disappears after a while without leaving. Is Orson Welles still hanging around? Some people believe this to be true, and could the urge to eat be the cause of his days on Earth and his visit to the bakery? It is an interesting idea, and the first time I have ever heard anybody suggesting food would be the cause for haunting. In life, Welles was said to be a strange individual, and had a sort of aura of weirdness connected to him. For some reason, there are a lot of stories about paranormal events by deceased film stars. Is it because some of them had a huge following, or could it be they are truly still around?